We'll call them and tell them about the First Amendment. Be polite to their lordships. They have a victim psychology system. You don't want to feed into that. It's part of their gang culture. But going back to Andrew Griffin of Red Dirt Report, who knew and talked and corresponded with Andrew Breitbart, and again, contacted our office this morning just saying he saw red flags. He was concerned. And I agree. But the big telltale is within hours of him being at the hospital and dying, the first reports are nothing to worry about. It's totally normal. It's no big deal. Come on in, Darren. Do you happen to have that number and info?
I can get it for you.
Yeah, I just wanted them to tell you to just get me their public number, their non-emergency number, or their media number. That's all I need. I need like in 3 or 4 minutes. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Going back to Andrew Griffin, instead of me just ranting, closing comments on this, I guess we're going to find out. If this stuff doesn't get released, then what do you think we ought to do?
Oh, we have to demand full release of everything, I think. You know, I don't know what his family will say, but, you know, this is a guy who early on saw the Internet as a sort of free-for-all libertarian haven and took to it like a duck to water. He was really looking for a direction in his life and found it with the new media. And that new media has been a real threat, as you well know, to the old media. They're in their death throes. And Breitbart was leading the charge, and that was taking a rightward direction. And, you know, the old left media isn't liking it. And they're going to go down kicking and screaming. And sadly, it looks like Breitbart may have been a casualty of this. And
But Breitbart's obviously going to continue. I want to talk to you after the show. Who do you think I ought to contact over there to talk to or try to get on? But they need to get all that info out. If they have that info, that is like a time bomb. They are all in danger, folks. If they did kill him over this video, they've got to get it out now. I don't know what he was thinking having that and going, you know, we can bring down Obama. I'm going to release it. I mean, I get hyping it, I guess he thought he was bulletproof. See, I know I'm not bulletproof. I'm just ready to take whatever happens.
Right, and that's why I thought it was going to be pretty immediate after the CPAC conference that he was going to release it. And I thought, what is he waiting for? Let's get this out there, and that way we can really vet Obama, which the media didn't do in 2008. You know, the American people may never see those videos now, and that's what's really concerning. I don't really see anyone really addressing that right now, and we've got to keep talking about it. That's the important thing.
Well, yes, sir. You're addressing it. We're addressing it at InfoWars.com right now. Will damning Obama footage still be released after Breitbart's death? Guys, just let Darren know I got about a minute. I could even probably do it. Just bring it on in if you got the number. We do have the number, sir? Or let me just give it out on air then, right now. That is Tom Vinger, Assistant Chief of Public Affairs, and 512-424-2080, Public Affairs Office. Call them and tell them the press is alive and well in this country. What are they trying to do, invent something that I'm not on 590 AM? Because you guys are like, we're InfoWars, you know, we're on 590. I mean, what is that? Local media, you know, we tell them. Turn his mic back on. Well, yeah, we're media. That wasn't implied we're not media. Go ahead.
Not only that, it was explained to him that we're nationally syndicated. Most everything.
They know that. He said, I know who Alex Jones is. They know I'm on over there. They're calling up saying, he's not with 590. He's a liar. Get him off the air.
Yeah.
Listen, call these people. Tom Vinger is the guy trying to have a bunch of, they're freaking, they have all people, a bunch of people calling up shows, other stuff, days ago. I mean, there's some kind of weird, like, they think, I guess they're trying to intimidate 590. I guess they think, ooh, like you're in, you know, North Korea. 512-424-2080. By the way, 590's noticing that they're getting, I mean, they don't like it. I don't think they're cowards like you think they are. I think it's going to have the opposite effect. 512-424-2080. Look, I want to get you back on the nightly news soon to break this down. Andrew Griffin, RedRedReport.com. Thank you so much, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll keep watching what's happening with Andrew Breitbart and everything else. Pray for us, folks. Man, it's getting crazy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, back in studio after almost a week and a half outside of town, traveling across the United States, speaking to overflow crowds of fellow liberty lovers. Thank you so much for joining us. It is March 1st, 2012, on this Thursday edition, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Obviously, we need to beware the Ides of March, an unlucky time even before the assassination via stabbing in the Roman Senate of Julius Caesar, popularized in more modern times by William Shakespeare and his theatrical portrayal of the stabbing death in the Roman Senate of Julius Caesar. Beware the Ides of March. And we know what befell the individuals that did stab Caesar to death. I will get into the death of Breitbart, media trailblazer. And we have an article up at InfoWars.com, linked in red. Will damning Obama footage still be released after Breitbart's death? That is the question. He had just said a few weeks ago that he's got incredibly damning footage of Obama in college and damning information about who funded him and the foundations and the communist connections and the criminal connections to the Weatherman and the rest of it. And, of course, he's somebody who did bring down Acorn, which cost the globalists billions. You know, they've got their energy deals where they're paying people off that way. And he made a lot of mafia groups angry. And if you don't question his death and the establishment saying within, you know, hours of the news coming out, oh, it's completely natural. Don't worry about it. Go to sleep. Everything's fine. If you don't question this, something is wrong with you. So we're going to be getting to that here in a few minutes, and I'll go over it. And I'll open the phones up so you can give us your take on it. And then we got Ed Asner on for about 20 minutes a few weeks ago. Got some time zone issues or something scrambled. So it'll be almost a full hour today because he's obviously the former head of the Screen Actors Guild, famous Hollywood star in hundreds of films from JFK to you name it. Mary Tyler Moore show, his own Lou Grant show. And he's a very interesting fellow. And I want to get him on for a full hour interview and also take some calls for him. And then in the third hour, we'll continue with the news. Obviously, the news gets heavier and heavier and crazier by the minute. We'll get into the whole Breitbart death here in just a moment. And then we have Sheriff Arpaio, who's been raided by the feds, as you know, as soon as he announced he was going to investigate Barack Obama's eligibility in the state, because the state house is trying to pass laws. But I think Arizona has demanding, you know, last year to see the birth certificate and to actually see the long form and to see an original. And you've got other states with court hearings demanding to see it. And he got raided by the feds as soon as he did that. And he says he's now about to release the findings of this six-month investigation. WorldNet Daily's got a report on that. It's also linked up at Drudge Report. We've got a report at Infowars.com. Democratic lawmaker tells D.C. Metro to remove ad that profanes Obama. The ad said Barack Obama wants politicians and bureaucrats to control America's entire medical system. And they are demanding that be taken down because they go on to say go to Hades Barack. We'll be going over that report. Also, big news up at Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton admits U.S. and Al-Qaeda are on the same side in Syria in a TV interview. So they can't hide that our troops are ordered to grow opium in Afghanistan. Now 90%+ of world supply, up from 10% a decade ago. So they just put the troops on TV growing it and just hide it in plain view and say, big deal, we grow it, we ship it in, you go to prison when you use it. And the cops pull you over, want to search your car looking for drugs, their boss is shipped in. I mean, it's just a total hoax. And she's saying, yeah, we work with Al-Qaeda. So it's hurting them bad that this is coming out. Last year we got news, almost time for Bilderberg again, hard to believe that. That Bilderberg was very, 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 very very, very upset over the fact that it was in the LA Times and Washington Post and other places that Al-Qaeda was being used to invade out of the east into the west of Libya and engaging in ethnic cleansing. They don't want that type of information out there. That legitimizes those of us in the six 9/11 commissioners of the 10 that said they were lied to, that it was a criminal conspiracy involving the Pentagon. I mean, those are quotes. Go look it up. And then hijackers trained at U.S. bases on record, you know, the heads of bases going public and saying, I don't know what's going on, but I taught Muhammad Atta for a year at the Defense Language School. He sat in my class. Something's going on. Colonel Butler, you're going to be court-martialed unless you come out and say you're going to shut up. I mean, Colonel Butler's like, this guy was in my class, and so were a couple others. And they're like, shut up. Shut up. And then it's like, Alex Jones is an anti-American traitor. He shouldn't point out that the Colonel went public and it was in the Associated Press and San Jose Mercury News. I'm just supposed to go, oh, and I interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy Visa Department, who reported that they were ordered to let Mohammed Atta and, what, seven others in from an Al-Qaeda summit. And they were like, but they're flagged as top terrorists. They're like, that's their cover. They're CIA. I mean, I've had Springman and others on. I mean, these are facts. Do you understand? The government got the underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the plane. I told you that a month and a half before it was on C-SPAN because I had an eyewitness, Kurt Haskell, and his wife that saw it happen. They're at the gate saying he doesn't have ID, he doesn't have a visa, or they got him the visa, he doesn't have a passport. What are you doing? And this guy had such authority, he got Atta on the plane. And then there's some guy for the last hour filming him, two seats behind him, and they're acting all weird, and Haskell's watching, what is this? Kind of like the actor James Woods, who was on the plane 2 weeks before 9/11, and saw Mohammed Atta and others getting up out of their seats drilling for a hijacking. And he got off, told everybody, and nobody wanted to talk to him. It's just like when they have the air marshals practice taking bombs on planes. Air marshals, they can give you a real bomb, especially if you're a Muslim. Don't ever do that. If you're, I know they got Muslim air marshals. Put you on the plane, blow it up, and then just take you off the roster that you ever even on the plane, and they'll just have some cutout with a fake Muslim name and put a guy on the news. I mean, that's how they do it. We know the 7-7 guys. Man, they had some Cracker Jacks out there during the break, and I've got one of those little pits right underneath my tongue. It's driving me crazy. All right, continuing here. We've got all of that happening. And again, there's hundreds of these headlines, all of them totally insane. But Hillary Clinton admits U.S. and al-Qaeda on same side in Syria. They use the group to take over Libya. They're using them to attack Iran. They used them to attack the Serbs, used them to attack the Russians, used them to take the fall for attacking the U.S. And you're like, well, what does al-Qaeda get? Well, the bin Laden family had their U.S. government contracts tripled through the Carlyle Group and other systems the year after 9/11. Tripled. The number I saw was they made an extra $4 billion in U.S. government military contracts. The bin Laden construction builds almost every U.S. military base in the Middle East and Central Asia. And the London Guardian reported the head of the bin Laden family and George Herbert Walker Bush were at breakfast the morning of 9/11 at the same table at a Carlyle Group luncheon in D.C. And then, of course, for 3 days, air traffic was grounded for 2.5 days, and only the bin Laden flights, more than 15, were allowed to go all over the U.S., pick people up with U.S. government guarding them, and you know, FBI to tell locals, no, you let them go. Roger, roger, you know, these are the bosses. And get them on those aircraft, including bin Laden's brother, bin Laden's sister. Get them out. Get them out. Bin Laden family hanging out with the president, former president. And again, these are real articles. This is Miami Herald. This is London Guardian. This is all happening. We've got Forbes, Representative Marsha Blackburn. I'm going to try to get her on. The TSA is coming to a highway near you, and she's freaking out, saying they're in Tennessee running checkpoints. And she says they're not sworn law enforcement and the feds are out of their jurisdiction and she wants it stopped. And she first grovels to regular police and military for a couple pages to say, look, I want to say I'm not criticizing good law enforcement and real law enforcement. These are basically pot-bellied thugs. And she's right. Government created that because the police have been trained to know there's a Bill of Rights and Constitution and they can't stick their hands down your pants. So you create a brown shirt group like Hitler did. Stalin did the same thing of a new group of thugs who are so stupid they'll follow any order and sit there in front of microwave ovens frying. But, I mean, it's all coming out. I mean, they're in Dallas. They're everywhere. And let me tell you, they are doing the genital grope on the highway. They're pulling you out and doing a little gropey-gropey there. And that's my line in the sand. You crazy authoritarian jackboot people trying to break our will and beta test tyranny. Okay, I haven't even scratched the surface. But I'm going to get into the Andrew Breitbart situation on the other side. And it's funny. I never thought to get him on the show. And we were lining him up for the show about 3 weeks ago. And it was going to happen. and he's dead. So that link up, I guess, won't happen. I guess I need to try to get whoever's over there in charge now on the show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Andrew Breitbart, 1969 to 2012, dead. Now, you read the LA Times, it's got the latest info, and it says, well, it's natural causes, but the case is ongoing, and they don't know why he died. But maybe it was his heart. Well, that isn't case closed, dead of natural causes. They don't know yet. I know the law, the medical examiner, the coroner has to at least come and sign off on that, and they've not signed off yet. So that's suspicious right there, that out of the gates, Pulitzer Prize winner, coming out with a new book, exposing government drug dealing. Gary Webb shoots himself twice in the head, and within hours of it coming out, it's open and shut. The police say he committed suicide. Open and shut with the D.C. madam, who said she was being followed and being threatened. I called and talked to the condo manager where she'd lived for over a decade. He sent me her lease and said that's not her handwriting on the news. And it wasn't. It wasn't even close. I mean, wild. If I'm found hanging in a shed, folks, and the handwriting doesn't even look like me, doesn't even look like my handwriting, for heaven's sakes, I want multiple autopsies. I will not commit suicide, and I'm not having a heart attack. I'm in great shape. There's not a big history of heart stuff in my family or cancer or any of it. We're very long-lived, very long-lived. The women routinely live to 103, 105. The men in their 90s. Get it straight. Get it straight. Nothing's happening to me, okay? And I get struck by a bolt of lightning. A car veers off and runs me over. I want an investigation. I get death threats all the time. You know, Manco, Eric Mueller sent me IMs this morning, going, "You're next, buddy." Yeah, well, that's not funny, Manco. And I don't think he's joking. He's pretty freaked out. He knew Andrew Breitbart pretty good and, you know, said he was a great guy. I kept saying, "You got to get him on." So we were just calling him. It looked like it was going to happen. And now he's dead. And I should have worked harder to get him on. Incredible. When we come back from break, I'm going to play the clip that really adds fuel to the fire that this should be further investigated. And he may have died at 43 of something, heart attack, whatever. That may be the case. Monkeys might fly out of my posterior any moment, too. My gut says this stinks to high heaven. You know why? Because he's somebody who's proven that he was real and that he was having an effect against Obama, and he brought down more than anybody and put the news and gave the investigators the funding and the forum to break Akern and their crimes and to shut down a multi-billion dollar a year scam funding big city Democratic Party mafia style takeover. Chicago, all over, these are mafia organizations. And he said he was coming out with big investigations on the organized crime, the communist connections, and film of Obama in college and who he really was in college. He put that in text reports and given speeches. We've got the video, all of it in an article. If you're a radio listener, go get it. Will damning Obama footage be released after Breitbart's death? Will it be released? Will it be released? And then you read the LA Times. Andrew Breitbart dead at 43 of natural causes at UCLA Hospital. Conservative writer and website publisher Andrew Breitbart died of natural causes at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center about midnight, sources told the Times. Okay, the exact cause of death was unclear, and the sources just spoke on condition of anonymity because the case was ongoing. It's also unclear if he was stricken. So he died on the Ides of March, folks, March 1st. It's also unclear if he was stricken at the hospital or another location. Oh, but it's open and shut, even though you've got to have the coroner medical examiner sign off. I mean, I was there when my buddy at 33 died. He went into the doctor, had a minor surgery, got a infection in these dangerous hospitals, one of the biggest causes of death. Hundreds of thousands a year die from that. Swept through his body. All his organs failed in one day. They had him on a respirator so his dad could get down here from Dallas. I was there since, you know, they were giving him adrenaline trying to keep him alive. He was on a respirator. I could see the life of his eyes. And I said, "You got to fight." And he was fighting. And his eyes blurred out and he died a couple hours later. They had to wait like 5-6 hours for the medical examiner to come in, talk to the nurses. Okay, this is what it was, blood poisoning. Oh, no, but with him, oh, we can't say what it was, but it's natural. Hey, if I'm out walking around at 38 years old or 43 a few years from now, and I drop dead, and they've got articles out now are saying it's completely natural, don't look here, you got a problem. Now, I'm not saying he didn't fall down and something bad happened and go to the hospital and then complications, whatever. But this stinks to high heaven. I'm going to talk more about it, why they may have wanted to kill him, and play that video and audio straight ahead. It's all at InfoWars.com. Kurt Nimmo's got an article on it as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run the rock. Please hide me and run the rock.
All right, we are back live here today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Will damning Obama footage still be released after Breitbart's death? Video of young Obama threatened to sink 2012 campaign. And this is when you get killed. You don't generally get killed for just criticizing the establishment and attacking their policies. But if you've got smoking gun evidence of crimes, if you've got smoking gun evidence of prostitutes top politicians have visited, if you've got smoking gun evidence of drug dealing, if you've got smoking gun evidence of stuff like Fast and Furious, that it looks like Congressman Giffords did have, and Judge Roll. And I've actually talked to some high-level people behind the scenes on this subject, via the tips we were given by Wayne Madsen a few months ago. That is the case. If you have smoking gun stuff that will take down the system, they will kill you. And we would have to be fools to not go, I don't know. A couple weeks ago, he comes out and says, I'm going to vet Obama. I'm going to prove who he is. I've got footage. I've got damning evidence. I know about his connections to communists and others. I'm going to, you know, get him in this campaign.
This guy's a radical. He's dangerous. Folks, controlling the presidency is about trillions of dollars a year that you can give to mega banks, to front company energy companies, to groups like Acorn. This is about trillions of dollars of budgets given to insiders. Do you think they'll kill somebody? They'll invade whole countries and kill over a million people for the oil and for no-bid contracts and for the opium. Do you think they'd kill him? I mean, they're saying he's walking around, he collapses, and I went and looked it up this morning when I got up at about 6 a.m. and started getting calls and instant messages on my phone about this and emails. I went and looked it up. Within a couple hours of him being at the hospital, it was already in the L.A. Times and news that it's totally natural. We don't know why he died, but it's natural. Nothing to see here. Move along. Now, if they came out and said, we don't know why he's dead, we're going to look at it, I would say, okay, maybe he died of something. Maybe an infection, maybe a heart attack. But the fact that they were immediate, folks, within hours of the D.C. madam hanging herself, they said, oh, suicide note, oh, she killed herself. Oh, and then some guy came out of the woodwork, there was no proof she ever knew, saying, oh, she told me she was going to kill herself. Really, she told me on air she would never kill herself, and then that she was being followed. Off air, she told me that. And then I talked to her apartment manager, condo manager she was friends with, on record, had him on the show. And he said she was being followed and threatened and was scared and was getting documents to her mother for safekeeping and then was found dead in the shed at mommy's. They murdered the D.C. madam. Even Fox News said she may have been murdered and had me on to cover it on Geraldo Rivera's show of all places. And he agreed it was suspicious. Now, I don't know what happened to Andrew Breitbart. I don't know. And they're saying, well, he might have had some heart issues before. Whatever. 43 dead and out of the gates, they say nothing to see here. Move along. Now, what did I say 3 weeks ago? And I've actually got our limited crew trying to dig it up. Remember, for like a whole week, I said they're blackmailing Rupert Murdoch. I said it on a Sunday show, a Monday show, and like a Thursday show. I mean, it was like 2-3 weeks ago. I guess about 3 weeks ago. And I said, they're blackmailing Rupert Murdoch. They've already arrested 8 more people. They're using this to make them back off Fast and Furious and have News Corps come out and tell all their hosts, and I've talked to people behind the scenes, back off Obama. Soros wins. Media Matters wins. Anybody talking about the New World Order is fired. Media Matters had called for Judge Andrew Napolitano's firing. It happened. They called for it because he'd come on my show and other issues. And because he was talking about Ron Paul being the real front runner, he's gone. And he's not the guy I talked to behind the scenes. I talked to a couple other people. The point is I said, you watch, they may even indict Rupert Murdoch or his son, and you may start seeing media people getting indicted, getting set up, getting arrested, or dying. And I said on that show, if something starts happening to the real alternative media, and I even said in one of those shows, people like Breitbart, people like Drudge, people like Buchanan, people like myself. You notice Buchanan got fired, even though he's one of the most popular people on MSNBC. And he said he was told, shut up, don't be anti-war, shut up, don't be anti-Patriot Act, shut up, don't be anti-NDAA, shut up, don't be anti-Obama. And so for 6 months, he couldn't go on air because he wouldn't compromise and shut up. So he was off the air for 6 months, still being paid. Contract's up. You're gone, Pat Buchanan. Get out of here. You're gone, Judge Napolitano. See, I know what's going on behind the scenes. I talk to people, and I know how this works. So let me give you some news. Fox News pundits have been told, back off Obama at least 50%. And that's why you suddenly saw Huckabee and others say he's a man of the Lord. He's a good man. He loves America. Obama's a good person. And you're seeing a lot of them start going, I like Obama, O'Reilly and others. You're now seeing it. Glenn Beck's gone. You notice as soon as this investigation started a year ago, a News Corps bribing people, paying off police, which is wrong, but it's standard procedure at that level of media. Paying police for info, paying police for access, for murders, for politicians, for anything. That's how it's done. I've never done it, but I happen to know even local media, it's about access. You invite the... I'm not going to even get into it. The point is, you know it goes on. So they're going after him for basically dirt under their fingernails, and I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying News Corp is a good organization. The point is, Obama's caught shipping guns into Mexico. He's caught blaming the Second Amendment. He's caught giving billions of dollars to energy companies as fronts. Acorn, all of it. I mean, this is a mafia group gutting the nation, and they're playing hardball. So they start firing police. The main witness who blew the whistle on Murdoch dies at his house. And within hours, they say, nothing to worry about. His neighbors all came out, about five different neighbors at least, and said he was hiding, had the blinds closed, and said they were threatening to kill him, whoever they are. And then he's dead in his house, and the police within hours say, nothing to worry about, suicide, no big deal. I mean, you're hiding in your house, telling your neighbors, watch my house. If anything happens to me, they killed me. They're after me. And then you're dead, and the police come and say, nothing to worry about. That's like Princess Diana. She wrote letters, her diary, and a video that was confiscated by Scotland Yard. This is all in the mainstream news years ago. Years after it was rumors, it all came out. Told her butler, everybody. Her butler's the one that blew the whistle. Her assistant really is what a butler is. She told him, she shot a video with professional lighting, everything, saying, Prince Charles told me, if I marry this guy, I will die in a fake auto accident. Because Charles obviously talked to his intel people. That's how they like to, their favorite way to kill you is to drug you, put you in a vehicle, smash a truck into it, and then that doesn't kill you, kill you on the way to the hospital. Or they remote control the car, wait till you're going fast, steer you into a pylon. That's gone on for decades. And that's declassified. It went on in the 50s. Well, that's how they started to kill Patton, but he was too tough. They drove a truck into him, shot him, and this has all been leaked as well, shot him in the face with a bolt gun, a big bolt to break his neck, didn't break his neck because he was as strong as a horse, then they poisoned him. But that's what they do. They swam a truck into you. This is on record. Favorite way. But I'm digressing. Anybody slams a truck into me, I wear my seatbelt. I've got airbags. I buy cars that have steel safety cages. I've been killed. I want an investigation of why the ambulance takes an hour to get there, like Princess Diana, who was moving around and seen fighting by witnesses. They went, killed her in the back of that car, then drove around waiting for 45 minutes when there was a hospital 3 minutes away, and the roads were blocked. All the cameras turned off 5 minutes before the wreck. I can go on here. And she did a video, a letter, a diary, and eyewitnesses. The cameramen have gone public. Her butler did. The media called it a conspiracy theory until the government admitted, yes, we confiscated that tape. Charles told her, I'm going to have you killed in a fake auto accident. Do you understand? You're not marrying that rich Arab guy. Well, she got pregnant with him. That was it. The royals are extremely into race. I mean, the King of England, who had to abdicate, was an open Nazi. Look it up. He was in Europe when World War II started and barely got out of Spain through Portugal. He was over there with Franco. He was going to be the puppet king. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you can even have videos saying, here's the guy who's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. I've been warned. It doesn't matter, honey. If they want to kill you, they do. Of course. So, Dr. David Kelly. What, even the foreign secretary went public and said Al-Qaeda's fake, so they killed him in a fake heart attack a few weeks later. What, Page? Then there's Dr. David Kelly, the head weapons inspector, says it's totally fake, but I've been told, sent this to emails to over 50 people, over a bunch of colleagues, I'll be killed and found dead in the woods. Locals even saw the police in black uniforms who were dumping the body and ran away. That was even in a few of the papers. Witnesses even saw the guys in black uniforms dumping his body. His wrists were slit, no blood, undissolved pills in his stomach. The coroners have gone public and said, yeah, he was murdered. But you're a conspiracy theorist. They killed Dr. David Kelly. They killed Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb for his Dark Alliance series on government drug dealing. They killed Princess Diana. They killed Kennedy out in front of everybody. And I'm telling you, Andrew Breitbart, spawned by the great Drudge, was, you could disagree with his pro-war stance, you could disagree with all that, but he was an anti-globalist, anti-New World Order guy. They were starting to carry some of my stuff. He doesn't like communists, or didn't. He doesn't like elitism. It's over. Now, he may. I'd give it 20% chance he died of natural causes. And why do I say that? And, of course, the family and others, I don't blame them. You want to be naive. You don't want to be scared. They're coming after you. People get threatened when this happens. I've later confirmed that with others down the road. Police get threatened. I've had police officers on this show multiple, three different ones over the years. Last one was Browning, head of the canine unit, sergeant, sees the feds in Oklahoma City minutes after, starts talking about it, and they came in his office and in the hallway two separate occasions and said, "You keep investigating us, you and your wife are dead. You understand?" He went to, goes to his police chief and is told, "Well, you're being investigated, buddy." So it's time to grow up in America. And I know what I'm facing. I know what I'm facing. They don't come to me offering me national TV shows anymore. They don't come to me offering, the big establishment syndicated show. I don't get offers anymore. They know I'm real. They know I've built my own system thanks to your support. And don't cry for me if they kill me. Realize they killed me because it was a life worth leading, and I did it with pride for human dignity, and I was a man of courage and action and dedication. Because I know the cost. Somebody's got to say no to these people. They're their own worst enemies. They're going to destroy us if someone doesn't start saying no to them. They're out of control. They have hubris. They have the same disease Napoleon and Caesar had. They're crazy. Crazy like a fox, nevertheless crazy. If they do kill me, who will take my place? That's what you've got to understand. Ideas are bulletproof. And for heaven's sakes, don't let them blow my brains out and kill some hooker or something and put me in a hotel room or shoot me up with heroin or something. And I mean, if any of that happens or I die of a heart attack at 39 or whatever, it's bull, okay? It's bull. And if Ron Paul dies, they go, "Oh, well, he's 75. It's baloney, folks. Because look at the time when all this is happening. This is real. These are tyrants that have taken over our country. They think it's theirs. And I told you, look, they got rid of Buchanan the same week. They got rid of Judge Napolitano the same week. They're doing all sorts of dirty tricks behind us, behind the scenes, and I'm not even going to give attention. Just pray for us. They are pulling out all the stops because they're getting ready for a big war and this open global government takeover. And here it is. I told you this was coming. London Independent. Murdoch Jr. flies away from trouble, but it may follow him to America. The Fox executives are all running from England, from Britain, from the UK. I told you that was coming next. And they're talking about the Justice Department indicting him here. And that's why suddenly it's going to be the Obama worship channel. You think they like me up here exposing that Obama wrote the NDAA and then said he was against it and then signed it? You think they like me covering Fast and Furious every day? These are crooks. They can be brought down. But I'm going up against murderers. And I need your support. Let me tell you, if Matt Drudge gets set up or killed, and they say he fell off his bicycle or whatever. If more of this starts happening, ladies and gentlemen, we know what's going on and we know who did it. Okay? The system. We'll find out if you've got a heart problem, whatever. They'll make it look like it. That's all been declassified. And the answer is don't bow down to these guys. The answer is turbocharge in their face. If we don't see the Breitbart Empire release the video he said he would release of Obama, if we don't see all this exposed, if we don't see all this brought out, if we see them start backing off, we know that people are being infiltrated. And you got to know there's an infiltration of a group that big. You've got to know they're under surveillance. You've got to know people have been threatened or paid off. We better see that video released right now for all your own safety. You idiots, if anybody inside his organization is a mole, you're going to be killed later. Don't think you're going to be infiltrated and paid off by the White House and by the CIA and by these foreign banking espionage groups and that you're not going to be dealt with later. If you know anything about this, your only hope is to go public right now with a YouTube video right now or you're dead. You understand that? They'll kill you after the election. If we start seeing more people over there die, the only answer to this is to fire up and go head up against them. I mean, I know the telltale signs. Oh, we might have had some heart problems. We're not sure. But we know it's nothing fishy. when law says the coroner, medical examiner, by law. I mean, Fannie Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, people would have their heads cut off. People would be found in trash dumps, burned, arms and legs cut off. They would machine gun police off the road that were doing investigations and then say they committed suicide with hundreds of bullet holes in their car. Fannie Malik, Arkansas. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you look at it. Okay, I've interviewed the police officers where the FBI comes into their office and says, you and your wife are dead if you don't back off. Look, the FBI and ATF and Delta Force, on record, burned down Waco, blew up the church records vault with the kids hiding in it, and then posed with their skulls on top of tanks. I mean, even if you gotta kill somebody, you don't pose with the skulls because you're so tough. These are demonic, demented, childlike people. You're idiots. And you're cowards. You think you cozy up to big evil and that you're safe and you're winners. No, you're losers. Okay? And I'm not intimidated by you. In fact, this only lets me know to fight that much harder. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And get to the video. There's also text where Andrew Breitbart said that he was going to go public and basically destroy Obama. And he got up, he challenged him. He was not controlled right. You can say what you want. He was real. And because, you know, the mainstream folks aren't trying to bring down organizations because they know it's mafia. I mean, you think Acorn, some estimates, we're getting more than $10 billion a year? You think they're a little upset over not getting that money now to fund their takeover of local government, where they can then get the larger public purse into their troughs? Think they're a little mad about that? Think when he says, I got footage. Folks, here's the telltale sign. If they don't release the footage, you know they're being threatened. I'm telling them. And by the way, I got some inside sources. I've got a reporter who knew Andrew Breitbart very well personally. He was offered a job there but didn't want to move to California. We're going to get him on during the third hour after Ed Asner comes up at the 8 after. I'm going to try to get that reporter on right now. And he says he knew him. He was fine. This just stinks to high heaven. We've been calling us since 6 a.m. this morning. And that's what Mancow is saying, who knew him. Maybe it was a heart attack. Maybe he had health stuff. But I'm telling you, this stinks. Let's go ahead and go to this video of him just a couple weeks ago. What is this? This is February 11th, the date. Yeah, I had the date earlier. It's on one of the videos, but I'll get it. Here he is just a few weeks ago speaking out. Here it is.
And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you. Why? To show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money from real capitalists who gave it on to their children and their children's children, and then they become communists. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. That's a parenthesis. Barack Obama is a radical. We should not be afraid to say that. Okay?
All right, folks. The rest of the clip is up at InfoWars.com. And he gave that speech to the American Conservative Union on February 10th, about 20 days ago. And up at InfoWars.com right now, we've got Kurt Nemo's report. Establishment gadfly Andrew Breitbart dead at 43. Soros, Media Matters, and Acorn can now breathe a sigh of relief. And then Paul Watson and the Alex Jones report, will damning Obama footage still be released after Breitbart's death? He said, we got video. We got a plan. We're going to expose him. Boom, dead. Boom. And that's the exact time they come after you. When you got something like the D.C. Madam's client list and stuff like that, that's when you better release it. The minute you get it, you do not sit on this stuff. We've gotten big bombshell stuff. And let me tell you something. I don't sit on it. Not 5 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.